6.
6 Music. From 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC. That's who.
Atlantic Ocean by Richard Swift. Toured with Richard many years ago, Elbow did. He opened up for us across America. One of the coolest cats I've ever met. And a really great band as well. Top bunch of people. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. And this could be my finest hour. Opening the show with Richard's Atlantic Ocean because, as you will know if you heard me on Sean's programme early this week, the theme of the finest hour this week is all things to do with the sea. One of the reasons I'm thinking about the sea is because I'm thinking of taking a little trip across the sea. I'm not sure where I'm going to go, but I've got a week left before Elbow reconvene to finish our next album, and I fancy taking a trip. Apologies for my unexplained absence last week. It was a last minute, something came up of a family nature, and Paul Smith took over for me. Isn't he wonderful? Paul from Maximo Park. A little bit too good, actually. I've got to keep my eye on him. Usurper. Anyway, so yeah, all things to do with the sea. Also, my chosen artist this week, my featured artist, if you like, is Henry Mancini. I've been playing Loudon quite a lot. Obviously, Henry Mancini is a film composer. Loudon was, well, it's been in lots of films. It was pointed out to me by a listener that as well as being in Sexy Beast, it's on the beach scene in The Big Lebowski when they go to see pornographer Jackie Treehorn. There's a naked girl being thrown up and down in a blanket in slow motion to Loudon. Anyway, I've played it so often recently because I love it so much that I thought maybe we should give Mancini his due and make him the featured artist. So we're going to kick off on that tip. What else have we got coming up? The Beckopedia will be dropping in. And I'll be telling you stories. I think I might reintroduce the deliberate lie. Let's see if you can spot the deliberate lie between now and midnight. Here is Henry Mancini's first offering. There's four from him in the next 2 hours. This is Peter Gunn. And technical note for you now. This is very unusual. A ride cymbal and a hi-hat clicking, making up the rhythm track to this tune. Very cool. Sounds like this. Perhaps the first Henry Mancini tune I was ever conscious of, that was Peter Gunn. What a tune. All the recordings as well of Henry Mancini are just wonderful, beautiful, fantastically produced pieces. Dynamic. Perhaps the dynamics don't come across as much on the radio. So, you know, go and get the best of Henry Mancini. You won't be disappointed. More offerings from him as the show goes on. So my theme is the ocean. My theme's been the ocean before. I do it every couple of years because there's so many wonderful, varied songs to do with the sea. The human fascination with the ocean. This one always pops to mind first. And I remember the first time I heard it, I was on a train down to Real World Studios in 1999, I think. And I had a demo version of this from a band that I'd not heard of before called Doves. Wonderful, what a beautiful tune. I remember actually on the demo, it was even longer than that, and every minute of it just blissful. I'm of course good friends with Doves, and Jimmy regularly fills in for me on this very programme. He's a lovely man, Jimmy, putting the finishing touches to his solo album, which I have to say is one of the best things I've heard in years. It's really fantastic. Not least because I've had a hand in a couple of the tunes. I've just kicked my wife's paper basket then. Very professional, eh, on the radio. Sorry about that. So yeah, that to all the lads in Doves, lots and lots of love. I had the opportunity to meet Richard Ashcroft from The Verve. I've met Si Jones as well. And it was great to be able to tell them both that their album, A Northern Soul, which if you don't know The Verve stuff apart from the hits, I urge you to get A Northern Soul. It was made in just a few weeks and the band told me that they value it the least because the least work went into it, but I think it's their best record, a superb album. And I got to tell Richard when I met him backstage at Glastonbury, I was with Alex from the Arctic Monkeys, and he said, "Have you seen Ashcroft?" And I was like, "Is that Richard Ashcroft?" Because he was in a bit of a festival disguise. Quite a lot of band members attend festivals with hats and sunglasses so that they can walk freely and do their thing. And I went over to him and I said what I said to Si when I met him. I said, "Between your album, A Northern Soul, and a cheap lager called Bavaria, you got me through my first heartbreak." And he said, "Oh, that's really nice." And then he said, and this is quite strange, "Have you two eaten anything?" And me and Alex sort of said, "No." And he pulled a saurine malt loaf from his pocket and offered us a bit. Yeah, very, very odd. But practical, I suppose, if you're going to be wandering around a festival site for 4 days. A good, dense war food to keep you going. Anyway, there's a pop fact. Richard Ashcroft likes his saurine malt loaf, and he's very generous with it too. Try and dismiss that bizarre story when you listen to the intense Life's an Ocean by the mighty Verve.
Too much.
Verve and Life's an Ocean. Once again, if you want to start somewhere with the Verve, A Northern Soul is the name of that record. Really beautiful. Apologies if you hear the odd car passing in the background here. I've got my windows open because as I pre-record this programme on a Wednesday afternoon, it's very hot. And yeah, I hope you don't mind.
He's a monster from the depths of Southeast England, terrorizing the giants of comedy, breathing fire, crushing cars, playing CDs.
Edinburgh Festival Fringe Day.
It's the Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Broadcasting from the safety of the BBC compound at the Edinburgh Festival, I'll be taking on the comedy giants. Richard Herring, Sean Hughes, Lucy Porter, Mark Thomas and Marcus Bridgestock will be guests on the show. Think of me as the Godzilla of comedy.
Actually, is that a good thing?
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show, live from the Edinburgh Festival Fringe.
This Monday to Friday morning from 7 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
This next tune is School of Language. The Brewis brothers are a lovely pair. I think one of Mark Riley's favourite pairs of writers ever. And this is a really beautiful song from their album Sea from Shore. Very fitting, given the theme of this week's programme. This is Ships.
Ships that strip the water like a cautious seeping, tip to each other so they come and go as one and all as one. A camel's life collected to send.
Language and Ships. Ah, oh, there's butterflies capering outside my window as I make the programme this week. Yeah, did somebody tell me that there's been a butterfly, I don't want to say epidemic, because it's beautiful, isn't it, seeing them around all the time, but more butterflies than normal kicking around, and no difference in North Manchester, there's hundreds of them, I love them. Okay, this next tune is by our featured artist this week, Henry Mancini. I love it when the title of a tune sets up the piece for you. It works really well with instrumentals, and this is a perfect example of it. This is, and you can picture him, Baby Elephant Walk. Great. Baby Elephant Walk by Henry Mancini. My very good friend Scott Alexander, who owns a couple of bars in Manchester, and Peter Alexander Jobson, who is the bass player from I Am Clue, the three of us get together of a Thursday evening and celebrate Henry Mancini by putting his records on and enjoying a few light ales. It's known simply as Mancini, and that's the toast all evening as well. It's a great tradition. And yeah, this next tune goes down rather well at Mancini. This is Henry and his orchestra. I was going to play the Pink Panther theme tune, but everyone's really familiar with that. So I'm going to play the Return of the Pink Panther. Again, a fantastic recording. And this is so laid back and cool. Henry Mancini and his orchestra, The Return of the Pink Panther.
Oh,
stuff, eh? Henry Mancini and the return of the Pink Panther. More from the King of Smooth himself later on in the programme. So my theme this week is the ocean. And one of the reasons I chose it, apart from the fact that there's hundreds of wonderful songs that, to do with the sea, is because one of my sisters, Louise Cook, she's a wonderful lady. She's a sailor, among many other things. And she was part of the first all-female crew to win the tall ships race many years ago. She's decided she wants to go back to the sea. She can't help it. And she's going to join a ship called Kika as a crew member for part of its transatlantic yacht race, the ARC Plus transatlantic yacht race this November. I'm immensely proud of Lou. This is a wonderful thing she's doing. She's in her 50s, my sister, and she's such a fantastic lady, and not in any way bashful about getting on board a ship and battling the elements across the Atlantic. I'm so, so proud of her. So this next tune is by my good friend Richard Hawley. He, like me, is obsessed with the ocean. While I speak, here in my little room where I record the show, there's a ship in a box. The kind of ship you find in a bottle, but in a box, which Emma bought for me some years ago. We both refer to it as my first command, which is a reference to Master and Commander. And yeah, me and Hawley have talked long about our love of the sea. This next tune is called The Sea Calls. It's from Ladysbridge. It's one of Richard's finest. It's such a beauty. And this is very touching. The song is actually about how he feels when he goes away on tour and leaves his family behind. He's been with his wife for many, many years. He loves her very much. And this is about him going on tour, how he can't help it, how he loves it, but how much he misses his family when he does that. Ladies and gentlemen, Richard Hawley. For my sister Lou, this is The Sea Calls.
Calls out to an old hand to go sailing to new lands that pay for your worth. Bread, drink and a birth. Ah, honey, I've got to go. The ship took the crew off to new lands. The bosun piped all hands, and with it you go. A journey to the unknown. I've got to go. Road bends back to where we send signals out to the men. Did they make it on board with fire in the soul? I've got to go. Can you hear the winds blow? It shakes your spirit and your soul. I've tried true and stay on land, but the call of the ocean is so hard to ignore. So I'm leaving your door. Ah, honey, I've got to go. Thank you.
dead men they don't buy. Their faces haunt me at night. I've got to go. Can't hear the waves roar. No sound of the shore. Shakes your spirit and your soul. I dream of sailing the oceans in a galleon all golden. Dead trees in the heart, the way they burn it warms the heart. Ah, honey, I've got to go. We travel and sail west. I buy you a new dress and all of my gold. Free your spirit and your soul. Got to go. Can you hear the winds blow? Shakes your spirit and your soul.
Isn't that lovely? Richard Hawley and The Sea Calls, and that's for my sister Louise, on board Kika this coming November. I'll remind you at the time because they'll all have trackers on board and you can follow the progress if you're interested in their transatlantic challenge. Very proud of my sis.
BBC Radio 3 and Six Music present the Six Music Prom.
These are musical experiences that are absolutely one-off that you can't have anywhere else. Great music presented side by side.
It's magical, really, just seeing how the two forms of music come together. Here, the Stranglers, Laura Marling and Keris Matthews performing with the London Sinfonietta at the Royal Albert Hall.
The Six Music Prom with Steve Lamacq.
Available now on the Six Music website.
Guy Garvey on Six.
A circumpolar star. If ever I saw one.
So, the moon on the sea's gate, let's take the ocean to the night time. This is from the wonderful Milagres.
I walked with you down.
From the album Glowing Mouth, that was Milagres, which, if I remember correctly, is Portuguese for miracles, and that's Moon on the Sea's Gate. Staying with our theme now, here is simply The Ocean from the wonderful Alayla Diane, one of my favourite female voices ever.
She was always walking, singing to her footsteps, dirt ditch paths and pine cones, digging up glass bottles, rusty springs from feather beds, old hubcaps on the picket fence. She planted beds of flowers, stayed outside for hours. In spirit, she's drifted to the ocean. All those years of waiting for the water. She's watching long shadows call in the tide. Darkness of lost up in the mountain.
Alayla Diane and the Ocean. Let's have one from Tom Waits. We normally do, don't we? He's one of the most amazing, prolific artists around. And an absolute individual. This is from Orphans, Brawlers, Ballers and Bastards, which is a B-side collection of his. A B-side and rarities collection. This is The Sea of Love.
Now
Tom Waits and Sea of Love. So when I started in radio, I was on a rival station that shall remain nameless. And this next piece of music, again keeping with our sea theme, was my theme tune. It's by The Art of Noise. It's a version of the theme tune to Robinson Crusoe. And there's also a reprisal of this tune called Island, which is equally beautiful. I'm going to play that in the second hour of the programme. But this is great, so yeah, why don't you crack yourself a coconut there, get yourself a straw with your coconut, put your feet up and allow the waves to lap at your toes. Oh, is that a hermit crab? Starfish.
Guy Garvey on Six Music.
The matter
and the antimatter.
Thank you.
There he is again, Henry Mancini and Lou John. I promise I won't play that for a few weeks now. Great though, isn't it? So you can't have a sea-themed programme and not have this number. Beautiful, eh? Albatross by Fleetwood Mac. So it struck me after knowing Albatross for many years that it was very similar in feel and arrangement to Sun King by the Beatles. And I googled it and I found an interview online where George Harrison said, yeah, we ripped it off. So there you go. The infallibility of the Beatles shattered. But Sun King was based on Albatross by Fleetwood Mac. There you go. When you hear them next to each other, you'll realise that. But for now, as we've mentioned the Beatles, let's have one from Macca. This is Paul McCartney, originally a song for Guy recommendation from Val Harrison. This has nothing to do with the ocean. I'm playing it because it's great. This is Ramon.
Take one.
Okay.
Right away.
So much of writing music is about the pursuit of authenticity, immediacy and honesty. And that is just such an endearing, sweet little tune. And, oh, you can't only hear cars, you can hear aeroplanes. It's a busy old day. Got the window open, it's hot, you see. Time for some emails from you lot. Somebody called Andy Ahmed Walsh got in touch and said, keep up the good work and say hi to Betty and Sonny, our 15-month-old. We're just back from our first festival together and can't wait for the next one. Thanks from Andy in Brighton. Thank you, sir. Mark Fox has been in touch and he says, Guy, I just heard a track on your Six Music show. It was by a solo artist, but I didn't catch the name. And then he gives me the time and the date that it was on. I think the chorus vocal started something along the lines of It's Other People's Lives. It had a bit of a John Grant meets Tame Impala sound to it. Any chance you can let me know the name of the track and the artist? Cracking show. Cheers, Mark. Thank you, Mark. It was the Volcano Choir. The Volcano Choir, the song was called Bygone. And your email gives me an opportunity to remind everybody that if you don't know the name of the songs that you're listening to, go to my page on the Six Music website and every programme is listed from start to finish and you can find out the name of every song I've ever played on The Finest Hour. Aren't the BBC wonderful? Couple of little kisses when you sign your next cheque for your licence fee, eh? I'm just going to clear my throat, excuse me. Here is my star email for this week, and I think you'll agree it's quite touching. James Litherland got in touch at the beginning of August, and he said, Hi Guy, please help, sorry this is going to get soppy. I was lying in bed having pillow chat with my new girlfriend Sarah with your show playing in the background when I first decided to tell her I was falling madly in love with her. Thankfully, she returned the compliment. The time was 20 to 12 on Sunday 28th of July and I'm pretty sure it was a female voice singing. It was a lovely song to match the moment. Please could you let me know what the song was? I'd be very grateful. Thanks, James in London. It was Bridie Jackson and the Arbo and the song was called Prolong, which is fitting, isn't it? I hope it prolongs your love affair. It's a beautiful. She was the Glastonbury Emerging Talent winner, one of them. Once again, it's Birdie Jackson and the Arbo. It's called Prolong, and for you two, for Sarah and James, here's a little bit of a rewind.
Together. shot of your life without love by your side. Let it catch you when you fall from a great, great height. Brawl on, love.
Love, exciting and new. Come aboard. We've got, what is it? That's the next line. I could look on the internet, but that'd be cheating. Come on, if you know all the words to the Love Boat, send me an email and let me know. And tell me your favourite line from the Love Boat as well. The theme is boats, the ocean, all things to do with the sea. And this is the Be Good Tanyas. Jolie Holland is one of my favourite songwriters. I really want to meet her one day. I'd love to do some work with her. She's fantastic. She was in the Be Good Tanyas. I don't know if she was in the band at the time of them writing this song, but they have beautiful voices. This is Ship Out on the Sea.
Staying in town in the cool sheets.
Wonderful. The Be Good Tanyas and Ship Out on the Sea. And do you know what? I'm going to do this annually, the ship theme, the sea theme rather, on my programme, because it is a really good theme and the music tends to be awe-inspiring, relaxing, mysterious, like the ocean itself.
Six music.
It's been 4 years in the making. Now, Franz Ferdinand return. Album of the Day Plus with Franz Ferdinand.
This Monday, we'll be playing exclusive tracks from their new album. Then from 4, join me, Steve Lamacus, on a conversation with the band.
Album of the Day Plus with Franz Ferdinand.
This Monday on BBC Radio 6
Music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
This next tune is from the Low Anthem. It was originally a Song for Guy recommendation from Janet A. Carter, and I love the song so much. It's very darkly despairing of mankind's race towards its own destruction. It's a dark theme, but it's a beautiful song, and probably the closest thing to an actual sea shanty that I'm going to play this week. This is the wonderful Charlie Darwin. Isn't that lovely? That's the Low Anthem and Charlie Darwin. A really beautiful song. So if you think of the sea, you think of the seaside. And I had trouble finding this tune in my collection because I always think it's called At the Sea, which is actually an Iron Clute song. It's actually called At the River, but it mentions sand dunes and salty air. So bizarre choice of Groove Armada to call it At the River. It should be called By the Sea. And when I think of being beside the seaside, I'm reminded of the fact that some years ago, I made a habit of when Elbow were touring, the ritual of the encore is not one to be ignored. And what I decided to do was it'd be more fun if the audience sang us a tune to get us back on stage. So rather than just chanting and clapping, I actually, night by night, depending on where we were, got the audience to come up with ideas of songs to sing to get us back on the stage. In Portsmouth, they sang Oh I Do Like to Be Beside the Seaside, or most of it. It's quite hilarious to hear a crowd spontaneously forget the next line of such a popular tune. So bringing in Groove Armada's At the River, should be called By the Sea, here are the good people of Portsmouth from 4 or 5 years ago singing I Do Like to Be Beside the Seaside.
By the sea, 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 by the s
Groove Armada's incorrectly titled At the River. It's time once again for another snippet from the musical mystery history girl, the Beckopedia. Have I done that the right way around? The mystery musical history girl is what I should have said. That silky voiced Beckopedia. Now then?
Now then. Post-war America was a great place to be. Out from under the Great Depression, new neighbourhoods sprang up and the middle classes emerged, upwardly mobile, with plenty of income for the mod cons and fashionable luxuries of the day. Everybody aspired to the good life. Cocktail parties, a pool in the backyard, and a taste of paradise right there in the living room. Enter Exotica, a musical genre that brought the lush sounds of the Pacific Islands to suburbia. Why travel to the tropics when you could live the fantasy of a mythical Shangri-La without ever leaving home? It was a trend which began with an album by the wonderfully kitsch title of Ritual of the Savage. Les Baxter's musical impression of the South Seas and its natives was an instant hit, with its tribal rhythms, primitive percussion instruments and steamily erotic undertones. It was, of course, totally unlike the indigenous music of Oceania, but what did that matter? It brought an air of pseudo-sophistication to the aspirational suburbanites, and perhaps even a feeling of wild abandon to the Mrs. Robinsons of that time. Exotic indeed. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know. We'll be right back.
I just love that. Les Baxter and Quiet Village. And more Beckopedia next week. More Exotica, please, Beckopedia. That was beautiful. Okay, the theme is the sea. Obviously, the sea can be responsible for some pretty grim things. Not to be ignored in the interests of balance. This band are the Augie March. They never did anything in the UK, but they're hugely popular in Australia. I met them many, many years ago when we first went out there. And this beautiful tune is called The Drowning Dream. Boogie March and The Drowning Dream. Lots of love, lads, if this gets to you.
Hi, Mark Riley here. Now, you know me. I don't like to blow my own trumpet. I don't even like talking about blowing my own trumpet. To be honest, I don't even like other people talking about me not talking about blowing my own trumpet. But...
Hey Mark, it's Martin from British Sea Power here. You know you wrote all the songs on our Machine Is Your Joy album? I've no idea how to play them. So can you pop round and show me where to put my fingers and all that?
Mark, it's Duncan, Dutch Uncles. Can I get some more singing lessons off you, mate? The band are saying I'm starting to sound like Barney from Napalm Death. I don't know what to do. Get back soon, will you?
So, if you want to hear me not blow me on trumpet, tune into my show on Six Music. Monday to Thursday evenings, 7 till 9. Hello, Paul McCartney, as I live and breathe. What do you want?
Charlie Jupiter. It's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Some other friends of ours that have toured with Elbow are the wonderful Here We Go Magic. If I decide to go to New York next week on my, as yet, undecided where I'm going holiday, I'm hoping to run into the drummer Pete, who's become a good friend of mine. This beautiful piece of music, in sharp contrast to the Augie March's Drowning Dream, it's called Over the Ocean, and it is about literally being in a plane over the ocean, having a vodka and some other stuff. It's so beautiful.
I am not worried.
Here We Go Magic and Over the Ocean. And if you loved that as much as I did, then you must buy, remember to buy your music, otherwise people will stop making it. It's from an album called A Different Ship. Once again, it's Here We Go Magic. Nigel Godrich produced the album of Radiohead fame. It's called A Different Ship, and that was Over the Ocean. Beautiful. I promised you that I'd play you the reprise of Robinson Crusoe by The Art of Noise. It's approaching the end of the programme, and I'm going to play that in just 1 second. I realised that I promised you a deliberate lie as well. I forgot to put one in. So, yeah, if you're thinking lying, no, that's a lie. I don't believe that. I'm afraid you probably thought, actually, the Richard Ashcroft giving me Saurine Maltloaf, me and Alex Turner, you probably thought that was a lie. But I'm afraid every word of it's true. Anyway, here is the reprise of Robinson Crusoe. The tune's called Island. It's The Art of Noise. And if you want to buy it, it's on an album called The Ambient Collection. Once again, roll up your trouser legs, put your hanky on your head, and stroll into the surf. The Art of Noise, wrapping up another edition of The Finest Hour. Thank you so much for joining me once again. I didn't read any Song for Guy recommendations out this week because I had so many songs on this week's chosen theme. But do keep your emails coming in, guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Have a wonderful week, you lot. Thanks to the Beckopedia, thanks to Pete, Michelle, Helen, and everyone who helps me put the programme together. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just It just remains for me to say to you... 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Week. Don Letts up next. Don't touch that dial. Apart from you, Mum. Good night. Love you.
Introducing mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
No matter what the people say, these sounds leads the way. It's the order of the day from your boss DJ. Yes, people, I'm Don Letts, and this is Culture Clash Radio. As usual, I'm all over the shop, crossing time, space, and genres with a selection of sounds designed for you to move on up and get on down. With that in mind, you'll be hearing from Trombone Shorty, Years and Years, De La Soul, Washed Out, Ras G and the African Space Program, The Who, Tamacrest, and A Certain Ratio. All that and more coming up in the next 60 minutes. After that, I'll be taking it down a gear, but until we get there, hold this from Sly and Robbie's Taxi Gang. Mission Impossible.
late for Matthew and Son. He won't wait